The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue that I believe should be on the top of each of our hearts and minds, and that is the battle for America. Are you concerned about the trajectory, the direction that we're going in based on the conviction of Donald Trump for 34 charges, 34 felonies supposedly, when even the Federal Election Commission, listen to this headline, Federal Election Commissioner blasts Trump conviction, debunks any claims that he violated the election law, dated June the 1st. Former commissioner of the Federal Elections Commission, Brad Smith, a premier expert on campaign finance law, has taken to social media to lash out against the Manhattan trial that led to the conviction of former President Donald Trump. Judge Juan Merchan had prevented Trump's defense team from seating Smith as a witness or even submitting his testimony to the jury. Smith had planned on testifying that Donald J. Trump's filings of a hush money payment as a legal expense, quote, was not a crime against the federal election laws. Former Commissioner Smith put this notion to rest in a lengthy thread that he posted on social media. It is reposted in its entirety here. And he goes on to talk about the fact that Donald Trump was not guilty of the falsification of anything that would be against the Federal Elections Commission, and therefore puts it to rest. But listen, that was their whole case, and it was had a juxtaposition in it with the sordid filth of a prostitute that claimed that now, after 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, those years of saying under oath that there was no relationship that she had with Donald J. Trump, but all of a sudden her testimony was designed to taint the trial, to make it look to the jurors as though Trump was a wicked, evil, immoral man that should not be allowed to be free and run for president. The whole case was designed to keep him out of the race for the presidency of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Trump was tried for doing something supposedly that was illegal. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall with Hillary Clinton wiping out 33,000 government emails that she had stored on her private server in her closet at home. And the DOJ, James Comey, said that Clinton would not be prosecuted. In fact, he went on to say that no knowledgeable prosecutor would ever take that case to court and try to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, where did we wind up with the dual justice system? Where did we throw out justice for the conservatives, for the ones that are considered conservative, ones that are on the right in the conservative status for the United States of America, politically speaking? Where's the justice for that? But this prosecutor then, James Comey, wanted to set Clinton free. I don't know that you understand, ladies and gentlemen, the depth of it, but don't forget all of the attempts to destroy the president, Donald J. Trump, during these ensuing years. Ladies and gentlemen, he was elected in 2016, and the day he took office in January of 2017, there was the knives and the stakes and the pitchforks out already to undermine and tear down and destroy Donald J. Trump. There was the attempt to ruin him politically, the attempt to take him out, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that we need to be concerned about where we're going. But at the same time, I have a verse for us. Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Ladies and gentlemen, may I use some poor grammar to make a point? It ain't over yet. It is not over yet. We still have a way to go, and we still have light at the end of the tunnel. And that light at the end of the tunnel is the divine intervention of God in this situation, this election in particular. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that the Bible over and over and over says that we're to be of good cheer. The Bible says that we're wait on the Lord. The Bible says that we are to have good courage and take a stand. I say to you today, it looks dark. But Dr. Adrian Rogers a number of years ago said it is gloriously dark because Jesus could come at any moment. So I want to encourage you with that. But I think it's good for us to recognize and to review and to examine and to analyze what has gone before us and what has taken place. I believe that many of you today that's listening, you have no earthly idea of the breadth and the depth and the details of what has ensued since Donald J. Trump in 2016 rode down that golden elevator in Trump Towers announcing his candidacy for the presidency of the United States of America. I believe that we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that the demonic delusion has set in. And as a result of that, we're witnessing the attempt, ladies and gentlemen, to destroy President Trump. You recall, perhaps, the Russiagate. The Russiagate. Trump was accused of being a Russian asset. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the accusation of being a Russian asset is absolutely very, very, very dangerous, because I'm looking at a headline article that perhaps you're aware of and you may not be. It says Matt Gaetz, that is one of our Republican representatives from here in Florida, Gaetz calls for the investigation of the CIA over a bombshell confession by a CIA contractor. Let me summarize it and then go back and read a portion of this article, ladies and gentlemen. Did you realize that the CIA would give Trump biased, unsubstantiated, and or non-news in relationship to his conversations with the CIA in reference to what has taken place in the world? Matt Gaetz has contacted the House Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government asking for an investigation of the CIA because of the bombshell confession by a contractor, actually a contractor according to the Intel Agency. The individual that was the contractor admits multiple federal intelligence agencies withheld vital information for Donald J. Trump when he was president. The article says a letter from Gaetz to Representative Jim Jordan, chairman of the Select Subcommittee, insisting that the evidence that Americans' intelligence agencies withheld pertinent intelligence from President Donald J. Trump before, during, and after his presidency, and that the case should be reviewed. It goes on to tell us that this contractor reported to a program manager working for cyber operations for the CIA and the NSA contractor with top secret clearance on video implicated the highest levels of intelligence agencies. He said, and I quote in this article, ladies and gentlemen, "There are certain people that would give him high level overview, but would never give him any details about the dangers in America and around the world." You know why? This writer says, because he'll leak those details, because Donald J. Trump is a Russian asset. He's owned by the blankety-blank Russians, this article reads. Ladies and gentlemen, Listen carefully. I don't know if you recognize the weightiness of that. Don't know if you understand the weight of and the danger that our nation was in and is still in today because the thugs with badges making decisions on what should be told to the president. And yet he is the leader of the free world. The president's the responsible party for the protection of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it egregious that we're just now finding out some of the very, very, very clandestine moves with the thugs with badges, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that tried from the very day that Trump went into office to undermine, tear down, and destroy his presidency. And with Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee being at the forefront of fabricating material that brought about the investigation of President Trump for his entire time in office, through his election, and the entire time. It was the Clintons that, ladies and gentlemen, along with the DNC, that fabricated the Russian hoax. They paid, listen to what you perhaps have not considered. And the fabrication of the Russian hoax dossier was paid for by campaign funds and the Democratic National Committee. Was Hillary Clinton ever charged with misusing campaign funds? No. Was Hillary Clinton ever found guilty of misusing campaign funds? No. Was there ever a charge brought against her by the then DOJ or any of the federal thugs with badges agencies? No. And yet, we find today that President Donald J. Trump had been found guilty of 34 felons. I say that because I am concerned, vitally concerned, ladies and gentlemen. We see this taking place. It's not a battle against Trump, though it is. It is a demonic battle against the United States of America. And if they can do that to President Donald J. Trump, they, the thugs with badges, can do that to any citizen in America, anyone that takes a stand, voices any dissension on what is taking place in our nation. It is vital that we understand the position that we're in at this very juncture that would force and cause every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to pray, to listen up, to plan, and understand what is taking place and ask God to divinely intervene once again. We're talking about the battle for America. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? What's your position on that? Ladies and gentlemen, we had 3 years of Trump being investigated by the Mueller report, the Mueller, how would you say, clandestine group. 19 democratically aligned attorneys with the Mueller commission investigating Trump. They wasted, ladies and gentlemen, about $40 million of taxpayer money only to find out that it was all a ruse. It was fake. It was fraudulent. It was fictitious and made up. A made-up investigation, ladies and gentlemen, designed to destroy President Donald J. Trump. We're talking about the trek, the background, that has led up to where we are today. It has not stopped since Trump said he was running for office. It shall not stop, ladies and gentlemen, even President Donald J. Trump is reelected November the 5th. But the case is building for additional mega major charges and attempts to remove Donald Trump from the presidency of the United States of America. Listen very carefully. I am for President Donald J. Trump. I believe that we need to take a stand and pray for him and asking God to intervene and to protect Donald J. Trump. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that there is a major, major, major problem with weaponizing the justice system in America. I'm looking at a headline. Legal scholars warn Trump's conviction would leave entire justice system totally weaponized. Ladies and gentlemen, if this is left to stand as we have witnessed it take place, if it is left to stand without being overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, we will have weaponized the justice system that never again in the history of America can we elect a president that will do what is right. He will always be afraid that the system, weaponized system, will prosecute him, persecute him, remove him from office, and or put him in jail. This article dated May 29, 2024. The entire justice system in America would be left weaponized if a Democratic prosecutor in New York obtains convictions against President Trump, of which they did, as you know. The report in the Just News revealed Alan Dershowitz, a professor emeritus at Harvard Law School issued a warning about the future of America's justice system. Quote, if there's a conviction here, it will change the justice system in America forever, end quote. It will, quote, weaponize the system. It will mean that both sides will try to use the system as a way of winning future elections, end quote. He goes on to say multiple commentators have charged that the Democrats are pushing that very agenda right now with four different cases all brought by Democrats against President Donald J. Trump. If America's justice system is weaponized, what can we do for the future? Ladies and gentlemen, it is plain and simple. We're at a crossroads in America. We're at a point in America that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to wake up, stand up, speak up, be visible, be vocal, be in a position to stand for that which are rights that God has given us in the United States of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not an unusual thing to see candidates being challenged by the opposing party, but it is highly unusual. It is highly unusual to see, ladies and gentlemen, candidates being prosecuted and persecuted by the opposite side simply because of their stand on the issues. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we had a nation to go through two false, phony attempts to impeach President Trump. All were false, phony, fictitious charges with an attempt to impeach him. Both of them failed. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the January 6th so-called insurrection, where a phony partisan commission was established to take snippets. Listen, that phony commission, January 6th commission, took 41,000 man hours of video footage, every square inch of the Capitol buildings videoed, 41,000 hours in total. They took those and skimmed through them and plucked out those that they wanted to bias, edit, and put together to have a show trial and claim that President Donald J. Trump called for the listeners, the participants in the rally that day, to go to the Capitol and to bring out an insurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, an insurrection, people go armed to the teeth. There was not an arm found on any one of those participants in the riot. Sure, some bad things happened, but ladies and gentlemen, they've discovered, and it's been very, very, very well, canned, so the general public has not heard, that about at least 200 to 206, hear me, between 200 and 206 FBI agents undercover wearing MAGA hats or MAGA shirts infiltrated the crowd at the Capitol that day. Invited Trump followers to come into the Capitol. In fact, the Capitol Police opened the doors, invited them to go in. Some of the Capitol Police gave some of those invitees tours through the Capitol building, and yet we still have hundreds and hundreds of men still in prison, never been given their day in court. Those that have been caught, those that have been tried, convicted under fictitious, phony laws that they're utilizing. And right now there's a move, and the Supreme Court needs to listen carefully. Ladies and gentlemen, you may or may not be aware. The Supreme Court has a case at this moment that they should render a decision on this month. And that is the question about the January 6th, and does President Donald J. Trump have immunity from what he's being charged with about that? And if so, ladies and gentlemen, a major, major number of men, some women that have been caught, tried, and convicted that are spending time in jail today, spending time in prison today. Some have never been had their cases tried. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is another issue that we've witnessed in the past several years now against Donald J. Trump. There's an attempt to destroy him and to prevent him from running from office. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, it was trumped up charges. It was a coup, if you please, against Donald Trump, against America, to try to destroy it. They took video footage out of context and made it say something, do something that was not real. In fact, they used some Hollywood producers to produce the video. And now, ladies and gentlemen, suppose the January 6th committee that's now been disbanded, supposedly no one knows where their conversations are, the conversation logs, the discussion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. ladies and gentlemen, most of that footage has been seen now and analyzed by some conservatives and some patriots that realize that we've been lied to once again with an attempt to destroy Donald J. Trump. Perhaps, ladies and gentlemen, the most egregious of all of these events was to raid by force President Donald J. Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, in South Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, did you realize that dozens of thugs with badges surrounded Trump's home? And now we've discovered that the FBI had been given authority by the DOJ to use deadly force. Hear me. They were given authority to use deadly force if Trump or any of his surrogates were to try to resist the raid at night before dawn against his home. Ladies and gentlemen, all because Trump's presidential authority, ladies and gentlemen, and they wanted to prevent President Donald J. Trump from being qualified to run for office again. We're approaching now a crossroads. We're approaching a time in American society where Christians need to vote. Back in 2020, I understand that 40 million Christians sat at home, sat on their hands, did not go to the polls and vote. I don't have any in 2022, but I'm challenging you today. I'm challenging every listener under the sound of my voice to run, not walk, run, not crawl, to the ballot boxes and vote November the 5th. God placed the responsibility for the security and the perpetuation of our nation on the shoulders of moral, ethical believers in America. Don't you dare let someone tell you that Trump has an immoral background. Yes, he does. Don't you dare let someone tell you that he is a racist, because he is not. Don't you dare let anyone tell you that Christians ought not to talk about that and pastors ought not to talk about that from the pulpit. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a call right now. There's a challenge right now to the U.S. Supreme Court justices. Some of them are being asked to recuse themselves from any case against Trump. Here's a headline. In fired-up letter, Justice Alito stands strongly against baseless recusal calls. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is pushing back against the demands for his recusal in cases related to the January 6th protest, end quote. It's about a 3 or 4 page article. He says in this article, Alito said this: I'm confident that a reasonable person who is not motivated by political or ideological considerations or a desire to affect the outcome of the Supreme Court cases would conclude that the facts recounted above do not meet the applicant standard for recusal, wrote Judge Alito. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, there's an attempt being put in place to steal the election. Ladies and gentlemen, George Soros has already spent, this article says, $80 million to wrap up the 2024 election. Ladies and gentlemen, I have documentation where we have some $19 million, according to the writers of several articles that I've reviewed, some $19 million illegal invaders that are already registered to vote in the United States of America. And they're saying that if only 10% of those vote, approximately 2 million, listen, 19 million registered to vote, illegal invaders, and if only 2 million of them, 10% vote, it could overthrow the election. It could cause the election to be lost and put it back into the hands of the loose likes lost liberals that's wanting to steal the election this November the 5th. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it egregious that as Christians and conservatives that there would be anyone that would want to just sit at home and not go vote. Do you realize that as a result of President Donald J. Trump being found guilty by a kangaroo court, within hours some $34 million were raised? Within about 3 days, over $200 million was contributed. And as I said earlier, in speaking to Congressman Hill, as I said earlier, a mega deep-pocketed billionaire, I believe out of Utah, has now committed to $100 million to the election campaign for Donald J. Trump. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's imperative that we vote and vote for Trump. And listen, some have criticized a preacher saying, let's vote for a political candidate. I believe it's time preachers, Christians, conservatives, stand in the pulpit and give the information that I'm giving on this broadcast today to talk about the issues, frankly, from a central biblicist worldview and how we ought to obey God and not man, how we need to recognize the deterioration. If America, if the Constitution is destroyed, if America is subverted, if America becomes a banana republic as it's on the fast track to do so, where will Christians go? What will Christians do? What will become of the church? What will become evangelism and outreach where we have the rights and the freedoms of religious liberties, the freedom of speech to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I'm looking at a headline. Voters who support faith, family, and freedom are implored to run, walk, or crawl to the polls and vote. Christians across America and anyone who endorses faith, family, and freedom have been given their marching orders for the November presidential election. Quote, the left is not only waging legal warfare, warfare against Donald Trump, they're attempting to prevent half the country from having any say in the governance of our nation, and they have weaponized the legal system to ensure their success at any cost, end quote. Quote, they are already using our legal system to go after pro-life activists and patriotic Christians to defend the who defend our religious liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what we're faced with. I believe Greg is on the line. Go over your question or comment, please.
We have seen this system somewhat come unglued, where it appears the Democrats have chosen to use every bit of power that they've been given to politically achieve this, you know, gain power, maintain power, no matter how much the destruction is to the Constitution, to the courts, to trust in general. And to me, it's abhorrent. And the only clear way out of this, constitutional way out of this, is for the U.S. Supreme Court to immediately grant certiorari and review these cases, review the immunity case, and perhaps apply it. But if the courts don't speak quickly, and if the courts don't speak rationally and rightly and constitutionally, this comes unglued very, very quickly.
Greg, you're exactly right, and I pray that there is a fast track for that. I'm going to read a statement from Franklin Graham, then get you to get the closing statement. We've got about a minute. Franklin Graham asked his followers to pray for America. Quote, our country's at a crossroads. We saw today has never happened before, and I think for the majority of Americans, it raises questions about whether the legal system can be trusted at all. Graham said, pray for our nation, for God's guiding hand, that this republic will be one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. We got about 10 seconds, Greg. Wrap us up.
Well, we understand that that God absolutely abhors and unbalanced. And in Isaiah 5:20, we see woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. They put light for darkness and darkness for light. That's what we're seeing today, folks. We're seeing an absolutely calling of good evil and evil they're calling good.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Are you looking for further information on current events and issues facing America and the world today? Go to truthsthatfree.com. You'll find great articles and news that others are